She's also joining me on the phone right now. Good morning, Eugenie.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, chronic pain is something that a lot of people experience, but it's often, you know, a very unique to them, and it's a little unusual to be incorporating it into a public display. What gave you the idea of doing this as an art project?
Well, as an artist, I actually suffered a fair bit because of the pain. And pain can be quite debilitating for people living with chronic pain. And it's extremely difficult to convey through verbal language what it feels like to live with pain, especially if the pain becomes chronic, because all pain is really invisible. And when other people can't really see what's going on the other person's suffering, it's very hard for them to empathize what it must be like. So basically, I've created an artwork to take individual participants just to see what it must be like to live with chronic pain. So I'm giving them a little bit of mechanical stimulation and as well as virtual reality environment, and just sort of guide them through a little bit of chronic pain-like experience inside. So if the participants actually go through some of the experience, then it becomes personal to them, and that way they'll be able to empathize a lot better with people living with chronic pain.
You're calling it seeing is believing. What are people actually experiencing? You said a little bit of VR, a little bit of mechanical stimulation. What's actually happening with the display?
Well, it's quite interesting because I'm giving them certain associations that is related to my chronic pain experience. So through virtual reality, they are seeing some of the threatening images that is associated by me. So to me, if I have to metaphorically describe my pain, it's barbed wire rolling and scraping inside my stomach, relentless, and whatever catches within barbed wire, it becomes destroyed and torn. So that's the type of image that they see through virtual reality. And then they're going to see their right hand turn into quite swollen, disturbing image of their hand. But because virtual reality is so immersive, for some people, they actually believe their right hand is being distorted just the way they see it through virtual reality. And if they really believe it, it's up to their brain to create certain sensations. So some people actually feel pain, but for some people, their anxiety level goes up and a whole lot of other psychological and social responses that's related to chronic pain.
So you've had some quite significant reactions by the sounds of it.
Yeah, for some people, yeah, but they all have choice because they can always stop whenever they want to, so it's quite safe. But some people feel pain, but quite a lot of them, they just experience sort of mild symptoms of certain pain, which is perfectly fine because at least they get to understand, oh, is this what it's like to live with pain? And I actually tell them, you know what, this is only about maybe less than 5% of what these people are going through. And they actually get really surprised. And that's enough for them to empathize.
And that empathy is really important. I mean, it's a beautiful thing we can do with art is, even if, as you said, they're only experiencing 5%, it adds that extra layer of empathy next time they're talking to someone about their own chronic pain.
Yeah, and what I'm looking for is not only just empathy, but I sort of want them to change their behavior and decisions that they make towards people living with pain. And also the artwork is not only just to experience what it's like, but because I've collaborated with scientists who specialize in chronic pain research, the work is very informative as well. And I've done a residency through Synapse through Australia Network for Art and Technology. And so the artwork is based on this residency. And I have learned so much through working with my neuroscientist team from Body and Mind University of South Australia, and also Macaulay Group in Neuroscience Research Australia. And I was able to observe and record all the things that they were doing. And with the latest technology they were involving to do their research, it was just so fascinating. So I wanted to share this knowledge to general public, because a lot of them, they just don't get an access to their research.
Oh, look, Eugenie, thank you for talking to us about Seeing is Believing.
Well, thank you.